Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, here we are. It's 8 past the hour of 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Adam Carter, lingering, loitering, just right there. You're just there. What if you just somehow had the technology where on your phone you could just join any show? Like H. Lake, this show, the Hauser Vanita show. Should we just call it the Hauser Vanita show? I can't tell. Who's on the show more?
Call it the College Hockey Showcase.
Man, it is the college hockey. I mean, put that demo up, Brad. No morning show on planet Earth talks more college hockey than our morning show. We got the Frozen Four.
I do have that technology. I've got my Comrex at home. Is, you know, funny thing.
We'll decide how funny this was.
Good point.
Dave, when we say funny thing.
We'll be the judge of that.
You know, we've decided we're really funny.
In the ears of the beholder. The first time I got the Comrex, I tested it at home and I plugged it in.
Yeah.
And Henry was on.
Did you go on the air?
No, I started going, test one, two. And Tubbsy was on the board. He said, yep, I got you. I can hear you. And it's like, wow. Well, I wasn't scheduled to go on, so I don't know if they were ready for somebody to get on the Comrex.
Oh.
But I was just like, you got me? I'm here. Yep, I got you.
Maybe Tubbsy's has it perpetually in queue.
Could be.
Right? Does Tubbsy miss being called Tubbsy by Maxie?
No, because I call him Tubbsy.
Tubbsy!
When I see him.
Yeah, but you try to imitate Maxie, right, but you don't quite have it. Mm. You know?
Well.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm devastated. I thought my Mike Max was top shelf.
What can you give us a little more, Mike Max?
We'll be back on WC. Yes. Turning the mic off on yourself.
Now that was funnier than the story.
That was good. Would you like to hear a master's memory?
I've been anticipating this
from Jack Nicklaus. We have some classics, and we have some new ones. How about, by the way, Ricky Fowler's putting right now. Hey, Ricky, maybe we should practice putting at Augusta Country Club on the other side of the trees the way he's playing. Jeez. Jack William Nicklaus. How many did he win, Adam? How many?
I believe that's six.
That's six. Nobody else has six. There's a certain guy playing right now who has five. Here's a master's memory from Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus remembers the Masters.
You know, Tom Watson can go f*** himself.
Not so much a memory as a statement.
Wow. Whoa.
I cannot.
Jack.
I thought you guys were pals.
Together at the ceremonial tea shack.
Yeah. Did Tom outdrive him that much and maybe give him a look? I didn't notice.
He did. I mean, Shaq is getting shorter and not good. Can I? Okay, since we did that, can we just have a brief conversation about, there are some of our listeners who are just prudes.
Yes.
Okay, you guys had a very good topic today talking about Instagram and the role of Instagram and then First Amendment when we're talking about individuals sharing pictures. Okay. And there is a great disparity between a 14-year-old sharing a picture or a 14-year-old getting hacked to what any of us consenting adults do.
Right.
Okay? And so you're having a conversation where Instagram is stepping in, I believe just with teens, right? Just blurring the photos?
I don't think so. And that was kind of my issue is, okay, is it just teenagers or is it everybody? Because, if you're a consenting adult sharing a photo with somebody else on a direct message.
Can you look that up, Dave? Because I would say this. I mean, clearly Instagram has a platform. It's Meta. It's Facebook. They can dictate their rules.
Right.
All right, that was kind of
private
our point.
Company.
That was kind of our point on the whole Trump stuff and what they want to allow, what they don't want to allow. They're a private company. We're allowed to disagree. We're allowed to complain about it. There has to be some level of legality to it, and that's been challenged at times. But that's very different from any of us. And by the way, if you want to send a nude photo, a scantily clad photo, and
you do it all the time. You admit it.
I send those just randomly. No, but if you want to send it to other individuals, consenting adults, I don't think you have to apologize at all.
No.
Zero.
You do you.
You do you. And don't, why would you do that? You're asking for trouble. If this adds something to your relationship, and again, it's to someone who's a consenting adult, you don't have to apologize at all. But again, you got a text. Oh, Jordana, all you want to do is talk sex. Knock it off.
That wasn't the topic.
Wasn't about sex at all. And by the way, if you want to talk about sex, fine.
Right.
This is an adult radio station. Right. Do we still have a Radio Oz in town? Does that still exist, Radio Oz?
I don't think so.
Don't think so?
Radio Disney?
Did it switch to Radio Disney? I don't know. Either way, if they want to have a kid station, great.
Yes.
That's not what this is. Now, did you find the Instagram clarification for
it? Yeah, looks like the feature blurring images, as an ad just pops up, it will be turned on by default for everybody under 18. And adults, they get a notification encouraging them to activate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's very fair.
I do too.
But, I mean, I'm sorry. If the word hell is said, you're swearing, you're better than that.
I said friggin' one time and somebody lost their mind, actually made phone calls because of it.
The last time we talked sex on this show, there was data out again talking about people who aren't having as much sex, right? And we see that. I think it's a very relevant topic. Why aren't you? And we had good calls. Well, there was like two or three emails calling for my dismissal. Okay.
One was from me.
Yeah, exactly. Because we talk sex. Grow up. Again.
Favorite position, 651-461-9226. Come on. Let's go. Feisty Friday.
Yeah. I mean, probably not going there at this point. Never know. Might have a guest cancel.
Sure.
You know. But people just have to remember it's adults talking about adult issues. Like, in 20 minutes, we're going to have Colonel David Hunt on. What the bleep is about to happen in Israel with Iran? We're telegraphing. It's almost like Iran is saying, guess what? Here comes the bomb. And what does that mean for the United States of America? What does that mean for Israel and the Palestinians, Israel and Hamas? So you bounce back and forth. But you know what, folks? Lighten up. And I'm not going to say just turn the station off because that's too weak.
Yep.
But sex, photos, Instagram, language that maybe you personally don't use but others accept, it's a part of the conversation.
Yeah, and our sense, you may lament it all you want, but the sensibilities have changed.
Yeah.
They changed by the decade. And
including with Jack Nicklaus, George, Tom Watson.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
Lucky we beeped that out.
I'm glad we did. We haven't beeped everything out lately. Next topic, before you go. It's our first great spring weekend of the year, right? It's going to be fabulous. It's not?
Yeah.
It's kind of fake great out today because it's pretty darn windy out.
Yep.
But this weekend, low 70s.
Beautiful.
I want people to text in the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Where is your place? Maybe where you are going to be
sex dungeon.
Or where you want to be. That's normally
too soon?
7 days a week. For do you have a skylight in the sex dungeon? Do you have blinds down there?
I do, but my neighbors upstairs are furious.
Yeah.
That old Stephen Wright joke.
Yes. It's very good.
Where'd you stand on Stephen Wright?
I thought like very good. Yeah. Very good. Too quick, right? Was he around long enough?
He's still around.
Yeah.
But, like, do we see him anymore? Is he visible anymore?
I don't think so. I mean, he's got to be, what, 70s or 80s by now?
Is he that old?
He's probably in his 70s, I would guess, yeah.
Okay, so outside of Adam's sex dungeon.
68.
Okay, and there are many who would like to be a part of this sex dungeon. Who can blame you? Where is your place? Okay, outside of your sex dungeon, you can be anywhere Saturday and Sunday. By the way, there's only one answer that's correct.
If it's a golf course, I'm slapping you right in the face.
No, it's on the couch watching the Masters is the correct answer this weekend. But,
outside TV time, maybe, huh?
Outside TV. Do you have an outside TV at the Rosemont Mansion?
I've got 20 of them. And one of them we'd be able to roll out there. No. It's good. You can do it nowadays, though. They're so portable. It's
my boy, Jimmy Wall, if Jimmy's listening. Moose Lake. He's got the lake right there. He's got an outdoor grill and the TV.
A lot of people do it now.
Yeah, yep. Pretty good. Do you have a certain place that you would like to be? Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing golf this weekend.
I can't think of one right now. I just
you got nothing?
No, I got nothing.
Yeah, well, good participant here.
Yeah, very helpful.
I mean, there's millions.
I might go. Actually, no, Jen and I are going to a Saints game this weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Good luck in line.
I know.
Have they figured out the lines yet?
I hope not. I hope they have, but.
Such a great stadium, but man, the lines.
Yeah, just not enough concession stands, I think, is the problem.
All right, go bleep yourself.
All right.
Adam Carter bringing that sex talk here to CCO. 651-461-9226. The correct answer is on your couch watching the Masters. But, Dave, is weird signal. Not sure what that means. He's doing it again, too. Where's your place? Where are you going to be? Where would you like to be? Yeah, this is what they do with the Masters covers. They have just goofballs come in, and instead of showing the Masters, it's which goofball is this guy?
It's legendary NFL quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay, Fitzmagic. Okay, get Fitzmagic out of there and show me Tiger Bleeping Woods. What would I rather see? Fitzmagic? You've been done, Fitzmagic. Let's move on. Do your TV stuff. Or Eldrick Woods.
Yell at Hootie.
Where is your place? 651-461-9226.
Jack Nicklaus remembers the Masters.
People ask me, Jack, when you think of the Masters, what kind of memories come to mind? And top of mind is this myth that Americans have walked on the moon. I think that has got to be the biggest lie ever perpetrated on the American people. I think it's just a bunch of patriotic hullabaloo, to be frank. And I can't believe people would fall for that garbage.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, Adele. I love Adele. It became convenient to hate on Adele. She's amazing. Most of the time, they're not upbeat songs. I mean, that's why that SNL skit, you know, with the Adele music years ago was so great. What is our theme today? Is this somehow tied to the Masters?
No.
Oh, great.
No, it's
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, not that. tied to the news that's had me shaken, I think, even before it came out. I was not feeling great last night, even early this morning. Something felt off.
Yep.
And then I saw on Good Morning America that the Golden Bachelor,
it's over.
Are calling it off after 3 months. 3 months.
They still love each other, though.
I know they do.
They love each other so much, they don't want to move to the same state.
They had conversations.
Yes.
They're dissolving the marriage.
I'm assuming the Star Tribune, an outlet that is just obsessed with The Bachelor, we're going to get a blowout 4-page reaction from Leslie.
Has to be.
Have to be. I mean, what does Leslie think about this?
Maybe the Golden Bachelor realized he made a mistake.
Maybe that's it.
And is making the move for
Leslie. Maybe he's moving
Leslie.
Back on Leslie. What does Leslie do now? What is Leslie's reaction? See, the Star Tribune has all of these questions. So, breakup music?
Yes.
Breakup music. Very good. Where's your place, Dave Harrigan? I'd love more text here. 651-461-9226. Saturday and Sunday look great.
They do.
They look great. We got some Quinny stuff going on. I mean, for me, my two favorite sporting events of the year are the Masters and the Open, especially if the Open, if it's brown and crispy and just firm and fast. So I will be watching a lot of golf. I will be. But will I be outside? Also, yes. If I could be somewhere, yeah, for sure. I'd play golf. I like golf. Or on the water somewhere. Preferably not my boat. Not, you know.
Yeah. Want no ownership. Just want full rights of use.
I really don't. There have been a couple times in my life I've had it. It's a pain in the butt. It is banned. So preferably a friend's boat where, yeah, ideally either I can call and actually use the boat or they invite me frequently.
I'd like them to invite. That way they can take care of the putting it in, taking it out thing
yeah.
if you have to launch the boat too.
Yeah.
They can just drop you off the dock. All right, see you later.
Yeah. How about you? Where you want to be?
Golf course would be great.
Yeah.
Ballpark, obviously, Target Field, CHS, all those great options. Honestly, because of the time of the year, because it's a beautiful – you know, mid-April weekend, the happiest place I'm going to be this weekend is going to be in my garage, cleaning out the garage, moving out the outdoor furniture for the summer, getting the bikes down, you know, going out for a run or a bike ride, but just getting those things out so that summer is here, baby. The deck
yeah.
furniture is out. Everything's put away for the winter, and we're looking full-on warmth.
I have yard work as a part of it. Not my ideal place, but what I will be doing this weekend, and I will not, you know, that will not be arousing. It's got to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll send Q out there. Come on, Q.
Yeah.
Get it done. Dad's got to watch the Masters. Among the texts, when we were talking about sex before, the question is, why are you worried about everybody's sex life? How about that nobody cares what you do in your bedroom, but you know, tell your kids what you're doing? Well, when we have stories, because we're trying to be a topical show, and you can debate if we meet that bar and which topics you like. But when we have stories about younger adults and older adults who are not having as much sex as they normally did, both of us think it's a relevant conversation. It is. Sex is great. Sex is healthy for you. Sex helps your relationship with your significant other. Okay? So I don't think we talk sex hardly at all. But the idea we shouldn't talk about it because it's going to upset somebody's prudish mind, I'm out. I disagree. I'm next to the dumpster right now behind Dan Kelly's bringing skinny ties and a warm squash. Wow. At our cabin, Deer Island, on Lake Pepin between Stockholm and Pepin. That's pretty good. Just got my car out of storage today cruising in the Mach 1 all weekend. Are you much of a car guy?
No.
I'm a little bit, not much. If you had a really cool car, I get it. My place with warm, sunny temps is on my bike zooming across the river to downtown for a pit stop and back. Will Major be on today? But we'll remind people again. Major is still a huge part of the show. Major's part of a trial. And Major is out of the loop Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Now, he's been texting me because he's trying to pay me back for some fun we had out in Palm Springs, Palm Desert. And he was sending me a bottle of wine or bottles of wine. I don't know. And the post office, whenever they'd stop by, nobody was there. And he's like, are you going to be at this house all day? I'm like, not all day, you know, so Major's fine. There's still love. There's great friendship. We miss him. I would love to go to Major Garrett right now. But he's a U.S. citizen. He's a part of...
civic duties, baby.
Civic duty. Chad, Dave from Danbury. We're out in the woods. Have the TV on mute and have CCO on. Great. That sounds great. Man, sex is so cool. Yeah, that sounds dirty. I don't know what sounds dirty, but sex is cool. Properly rated, yes. Underrated, overrated.
It is cool.
It's cool. It is. You know what's not cool? Is World War III about to take place? We know what's happening with Israel and Hamas. We know the debate on thousands and thousands of too many Palestinians who have been killed. We know how despicable Hamas is, and there's no negotiating with Hamas. Well, last week, Israel killed a top Iranian general. And now our intelligence, Israel's intelligence, is saying, maybe even during our show, but sometime during the next 48 hours, Iran is going to attack Israel. Is it going to happen? And what does it mean? Colonel David Hunt, a great guest to this show, Colonel Hunt, on this topic in moments on CCO. Colonel David Hunt is a tremendous guest for this show and anybody who's fortunate enough to chat with him. Served our country impressively, remarkably, and heroically for almost 30 years. Still is incredibly plugged in to many facets of our military. We're going to this story, which I'm not sure is receiving enough attention because I don't know what this means, and the colonel is going to help us out on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, where, Colonel, it seems like everyone knows that sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours, Iran is going to respond to Israel. Israel last week in Syria bombed a facility which included a top general who's involved and runs the paramilitary operations for Iran in Lebanon and Syria. Six or seven others were killed. And the idea was when Israel made this decision, they knew Iran was going to respond. How unique is this situation? And do you have any doubt that Iran will respond before this weekend is done?
Yeah, the Israel's bombed an IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard Corps headquarters in Damascus. And you're right, but one general, but it was the rest, it was six or seven members of the staff. So it was a successful strike against an Iranian government organization that controls the terrorist groups like the Houthis and, mm-hmm. And like what's happening in Gaza and Lebanon. So, and they'd been responsible for killing Americans. The problem with this is the Israelis didn't tell us in advance. And we are wedded. We are tied at the hip to Israel, period. They're, you know, one of our greatest ally, certainly in the Middle East. And Netanyahu's playing a very dangerous game. So we've talked before. Israel is a great country. I love their military and their people. And Netanyahu's a bad guy. So both things can be true. And the problem you have is the war in Gaza is not going well. And whacking the Iranian IRGC in Damascus is throwing serious fuel on an already out-of-control fire. So this is not a good thing. And I think that Iran will retaliate. What they have is a very large drone capability and offensive missiles. The rest of their military is not very good. the U.S. has already announced, Kirby did, the spokesman for the National Security Council, about U.S. forces deploying into the Middle East. He would not go into detail. It's probably Navy stuff. But it's a very serious escalation into something that's already very dangerous, because Israel decides what they're doing in Gaza. And again, not as successfully as they want it to be. Is also threatening to go up into Lebanon against Hezbollah. We're already enlarged this war with the Houthis in Yemen. So, and soldiers, as we talked before, in the Middle East were hit over 90 times in the last year. So this is bad. This is a bad, not good.
So let me play the skeptic here. That Netanyahu is sick and tired of Americans criticizing what he's doing.
Yep.
And he's sick of it, and he's saying, well, I know a way I can get America back on my side. We've been fighting this proxy war against Iran forever. We've had other chances to kill top people. Not only, one, will we enjoy and relish killing top people who are involved in these terror attacks, but two, we're then going to say to America, remember the teams here. It's Israel against Iran. It's Israel against fill in the blank. And then daring Joe Biden to talk tough about the pressure on Netanyahu when this is taking place at the same time.
Yeah, my response would be is that this is not being done in a vacuum. The backdrop is a 20-year bad war, global war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan, in which over 6,000 Americans are killed and tens of thousands of Americans were wounded, and a few hundred thousand civilians. That's the backdrop of these decisions that are being made. Israel is our great friend, but of course you want to respond to what happens on October 7th by Hamas. The problem is it happened within 400 meters of the Israeli military and intelligence service. And if Hamas is that important, you should have paid attention. You didn't. And now we're tied to this. And he just expanded that tie to a direct conflict with Iran, which militarily is not an issue. But U.S. does not want to see an expanded war than more than it is. It's not in our interest, nor in Iran's interest. But, yeah, I think Iran will do something with missiles and or drones. And Netanyahu doesn't need our permission. But Netanyahu need our military assistance, our assistance, and our money.
So for the folks, Colonel, who have been pressuring Joe Biden to – you've got the leverage – You come close to using it, but you don't use it. So use the leverage of, we're going to give you 80% of what you want in our military support with the jets and the technology. For those folks who are pushing that, if Iran responds, does all that talk now end? Does all that go away no matter what Netanyahu does because Iran has now attacked Israel in some manner?
No, I don't think it does. I think we have a relationship with our friends that's troubled right now with Israel, but it's all based around one man, Netanyahu, and that's it. So we're never going to abandon Israel. Not going to slow down aid. There's a large aid F-16 thing package, but that's a 5-year deal. Without our assistance with the Iron Dome and other things, Israel would have a hard time continuing in this war. We're not going to slow that down. It's not the same issue as with Ukraine. This is with more. We're more tied to Israel military intelligence, culturally, et cetera, than we are to Ukraine. So I don't think we will put more pressure on Netanyahu publicly, but not slow down the aid.
Colonel David Hunt is with us, just short of 30 years of great military experience and still extraordinarily plugged in to the military. You bring up Ukraine. This debate on sending more of our support has been going on for months and months. The speaker is in this weird position where seemingly he now is inclined to provide some level of support, but the majority of his party in the House, they don't want it. The Biden administration has been pushing him forever. He's going to appear with Donald Trump today. In the end, do you think our country will provide more support to Ukraine? And maybe the more relevant question, if we don't, what happens?
Yeah, it's fascinating to me. And who, by the way, wants to be Speaker Johnson? I mean,
yeah, good luck.
What a terrible job.
Yep.
I don't understand the argument at all. We're killing Russians for not a lot of money, and that no American lives are getting lost. I don't see how that's a bad thing. I don't know. The politics of this are ugly. The reason that we've got people that do not want aid to Ukraine is because it will look like a success for Biden, which is really a terrible way of doing diplomacy.
Awful and inexcusable, right?
Yes. And Ukraine's been fighting since 2014, the Russians, with our help and our training and our equipment. And if you stopped giving them help, then Russia will win this war and take over the eastern part of Ukraine permanently. That's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. And all we have to do is give them a few billion dollars. Now, Ukraine is not an innocent country. They're ripping off 35% of the aid,
right?
All of that. Okay, a lot of our friends are not perfect. Hell, we're not. But you got an opportunity here to stop the Russians from, period, with some jets, some money. And oh, by the way, they have those M1 tanks we talked about months ago, but the Ukrainians haven't used them. I think they got 30 or 40 of those tanks that they haven't deployed yet. And the F-16s would be a great help, as would the $300 billion, which is a lot of money between you and me. But it's nothing when you're talking about fighting a war. It's just not. This is a political move, and it's a bad move to put people of Ukraine at risk when it's such an easy thing. Killing Russians is never a bad thing.
Colonel, great stuff as always. Appreciate the time. Have an enjoyable weekend, and we'll reach out again soon.
You bet. Thanks, Chad.
Colonel David Hunt, great. As always, we appreciate him coming on. And again, the Colonel, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I want to tell you about my place and the ping-ponging back and forth with the furnace and the air conditioner because we celebrated Quentin's 23rd birthday last night. And by the time we get back home, that house was cool. That house was a little cooler than it needed to be. So did I juice up that furnace for a couple hours? For sure. Did I then turn it off at night because I like it cool? Yes, I did. Did I turn that furnace back on a little bit this morning? Yes, I did. By the time it's in the mid-70s this weekend, will that air conditioner be on as we're trying to avoid some allergies? Yes, it will. All this is happening because of a great company like K&S Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electric. KSHeating.com. KSHeating.com. They have such a phenomenal sale right now. I've been with this company for 10 years. For $7,795, you get a Lennox furnace, matching air conditioner. You also get a 10-year warranty at minimum. Reach out to them, 952-697-HEAT, and have them come out to your place. It'll be a great experience. Do it, maybe even during the show today. Your Linda's construction time check is 12:53. Time to get a 50-year roof and 75% off installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. When I make changes with my place, who do I call? Andy Linda's and Linda's Construction. The Colonel, as always, says a lot of insightful information, including we're not going to do something because it's going to benefit somebody I don't agree with politically. Think about what is going on. Let's start with the border, where Joe Biden has been woefully behind from day one. He has. I know they proposed something very early. The Republicans felt like it wasn't strong enough, and the Republicans were pushing back because their Lord and Savior was telling them not to do it, Donald John Trump. Then it just became a complete fiasco. Again, if you're the president, and again, you need these bills to get to your desk from Congress, but if you're the president, when you get the credit, you get the blame, you have to own some of this. And I think the Biden administration has been behind chasing themselves over and over again. Then we know they actually made progress when Senator Lankford of Oklahoma, who in some rankings, ladies and gentlemen, is the most conservative senator in the Senate, was the lead Republican negotiator. And they can make progress, but no, it's clear that Donald Trump is dictating everything and does not want to make progress on the border so he can run against it. And by the way, our country isn't as safe as it should be because too many people are getting in and we can make some level of progress. Not as far as a lot of Republicans would like to go, but on the key issues that Democrats want that they bring up with immigration, none of them are in the bill. And just remember, with a border bill, you need 60 votes. So the idea that Trump's going to win, and he might, and all of a sudden you're going to get a stronger bill, you need the Democrats to go along with it. And they're not going to. And on Ukraine, again, Ukraine is not flawless. It's not the purest democracy ever. But this isn't tough. Vladimir Putin is on one side. Ukraine is on the other. And how far Putin will push, not only invading a democratically elected country, but where does he go next? And we got this weird Trump-Putin dynamic, what it is. I don't think anybody completely knows, but we're not going to do this. Lunacy. And by the way, would it shock me if Trump wins or the Democrats engage in these games? Nope, it would not. It's part of what is bringing our country to a place where it's not achieving the goals where we should achieve them, where we can find the greater good as opposed to, nope, line in the sand, it might benefit you, asinine and just foolish. CBS, Ari and Shaletta next hour.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.